15?
Yeah.
Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay, we start Hazara. Okay? All right. The Bechina is from Vav Amud Beis in to what we chazer. So let's begin now. The questions, guys, are on the Shtender. Okay? Let's begin. On Vav Amud Beis, the Gemara, number one. The men nechlechu chacham reb shimon legabit fonos pesukah. What's the machloikis between the chacham and reb shimon regarding walls of a sukkah? The Gemara presents a brisa here on Vav Amud Beis, where the Chachamim say two in a tefach is good, and Reb Shimon argues and says you need three in a tefach. Whenever there's a machlokes yachid de rabim, halach ke rabim, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch that two in a tefach suffices for a sukkah. That's number one. Number two. May you take the question. Number two. Give two biurim, give the first two biurim in the Gemara as to what is the time of the machlokes. So the Gemara had four permutations, and the first one, first two ran it like this. The first one suggests that there's a fundamental machlokes with the whole Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemasara. The Rabbanan hold Yeshem Masara means that the word Vesukis appears three times, and sir, Mayor, you want to hand that to Izzy? The word Vesukis appears three times. The first two are Chasar, the third is Male with a Vav. So if you do the mathematics, 1 plus 1 plus 2 is 4. So the Rabbanan Ol Yeshem LeMesora, one is needed to introduce the topic of Sukkah, and therefore you're left with three, and the Halach LeMoshe Mishinei chisels it down to two in the Tefach. That's the Svara of the Rabbanan. Whereas according to Reb Shimon holds, I beg to differ, and I hold Yeshem LeMikra. Since I hold Yeshem LeMikra, it says Basukas, 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 2 plus 2 plus 2 is 6. You need one to introduce the topic, so you're down to 4. The Halach LeMoshe Mishinei cuts it down from 4 to 3 in the Tefach. That's the Svara of Reb Shimon. That's the first Mahalach in the Gemara. Number two, the second one, is the following. Everyone holds Yesh Eim Lemikah.
Reb Shimon, it was plural for all of them?
Reb Shimon holds Yesh Eim Lemikah, so it was six.
The first one is introduction. So
right, so you're left with four and then three in the Tefach. The second beer is Ibay Yisema, runs as follows. Everyone holds Yesh Eim Lemikah. Everyone holds Yesh Eim Lemikah. So if everyone holds Yesh Eim Lemikah, you should start with six. However, there's a new element. That new element is that schach needs a pasuk. Since schach needs a pasuk, therefore, what that means is that we thought it was interesting. It was you start off with six, you're down to four, then you cut it down to three, because schach is only one of the halachas, and therefore you're down to three, and therefore the shita says three and a chisels it down to three and a tefach, and the Chachamim say, so our child chisels down from three to a tefach, three to two and a tefach. So Chachamim say two and a tefach. Okay, we got that? We just thought that was unique. Remember we said that Tzchach only needs what? Only needs one pasuk. Remember we said that? That Tzchach only needs one pasuk. Remember we said that the Maharama's Masbir, that it's coming to teach me, L'maisa, we learn out, Halacha L'maisa, that the Tzchach is a Halacha L'maisa, only takes one. The schach is not counted with the defanos. Nevertheless, we learn out you need schach. So Allah l'maisa, it's enough what? Schach only cuts it down to one. Remember we said that? That for schach you need the pasuk. So that's the second one. And then what does the Reb Shimon hold? What does Reb Shimon hold? Guys, take the questions from the shtender. What does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon hold schach does not need a pasuk. Why does schach not need a pasuk? Why does schach not need a pasuk? Because it's learned, it's self-explanatory that it doesn't need a pasuk. Because what we learn the number of the funnels, and therefore part of sitting in the sukkah is what? Part of sitting in the sukkah is at the schach. So therefore, what do you have? So you have, according to the Reb Shimon, you have six. You have an introduction of four, and schach doesn't need a pasuk. So you chisel it down to three and a tefach. So that answers number two. Okay, we're up to number two already, guys. Let's go, Donnie, let's focus on this. We got to be on time, guys, okay? Let's try to be on time. That's number two. We're up to number three. Give this third and fourth beer. Give the third and fourth beer into the machlokes of Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Okay, number three. This is number three. So the third and fourth permutation runs as follows. The Ibay Yisema says everyone holds Yeshem Lemesor. If everyone holds Yeshem Lemesor, you start off with the four, right? You start off with 1 plus 1 plus 2 is 4. And here, The Nekudas HaMachloik is how do you utilize the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai? Does it chisel down or does it add? So according to the Chachamim, Halacha L'Maisa, what we do is you start off with four, but one is used to use what is used to what introduce the topic. So you're down to three already. So the Chachamim say the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai chisels down. So you go to two in a tefach. Reb Shimon holds the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai adds on, so you go to three in a tefach. That's the third permutation. And then number four, this is the second part of number three. Ibai Yisema runs as follows, Marty. Let's get it down. What's the fourth permutation? Everyone holds that the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai chisels down. And everyone holds Yeshem L'Mesara. So that means you have what? You have four. 1 + 1 + 2 = 4. And it chisels it down. But there's a new Nekuda called Darshan Tchilas. Do you count the first one as a number of a Sukkah or not? That's the Shiloh. So Reb Shimon holds Darshan Tchilas. So what does that mean, Darshan Tchilas? Darshan Tchilas is that the first one that introduces the topic can also be counted. So therefore, Reb Shimon says you have what? You have basically the first one introduces the topic, right? Everyone knows Yeshem Surah, so it's four. The first one introduces the topic, and you chisel down the three in a tefach. Whereas the Chum say Ein Darshan Tchilas. And therefore, if it's Ein Darshan Tchilas, what you're left with is that one introduced the topic, you're down to what? You're down to three. And the Chum say the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai chisels down to two in a tefach. So I want you guys to chazer that over. It's not hard. You can memorize it and make sure you have it. And you ask me. So the first, again, the chazer over 1, 2, and 3. 1 second, Avram. The Machloikis in Reb Shimon, the Chum, simple, because the guys who missed the beginning. What's the Machloikis in the Chum and Reb Shimon? Chum say what? Two in a tefach. Reb Shimon says three in a tefach. Yachid v'rabim, halachik v'rabim. Paschim shechon rochon is two in a tefach. Two and three are the four mahalchim in the Gemara. Yes, Avram, go ahead.
Within the third mahalach, according to Rabbi Shimon,
yes,
he uses the halacha l'moshe Sinai to go from three to four.
To go to three in a tefach. They add up. Three and he had three. Because remember, in the third mahalach, everyone holds Yeshem l'masorah, so you start with four. You use one of them to introduce the topic, so you're down to three. The question is, the halacha l'moshe Sinai chisel down or is it mosifan?
So the whole one, does it chisel it down to a tefach or does it add on a tefach?
Correct. Exactly. So the Chum say it chisels it down the tefach. Reb Shimon says it adds on the tefach. Well said. Okay, let's go now. That's number three. Number four. How did Rav Masna Masber the time of Reb Shimon, and what do we add on to this? Please get this. Rav Masna, after the four by Sims, Rav Masna said, I have a different theory in Reb Shimon. What was his theory in Reb Shimon? My theory in Reb Shimon, he says, is I'll tell you why that a sukkah has to start with four. Nothing to do really with what? With Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMesora, but why? He dug up a pasuk where in Navi, in Yeshaya, that says that a shelter will cover you, Hashem will build a sukkah on Yerushalayim, and will cover from rain, and protect. It will protect from the sun and the rain will fall on the Rishoyim. And the pasuk clearly says that it'll be a good shelter from rain. The only way you can have a good shelter from rain is if you have how many walls?
Four
walls, correct. If you have three walls, the rain can get in. So therefore, he said, that's how I know that what? I have four, but I chisel it down to three based on what? Halacha L'Mishum Sinai. He also utilized the Halacha L'Mishum Sinai. When the Gemara brought in Rav Masna, it just said that how did you get the four? It wasn't through Yeshem L'Mikra, Yeshem L'Mesara. It was through this what? Through this Pasuk in Yeshaya. So what does it mean? What do we add on? We added on, we were bothered by something. Normally, we don't, the Shiori HaKorban said, we normally don't what? We normally don't ask, don't bring a pasuk from Navi. We don't learn Divrei Torah, Diraisa from Divrei Kabbalah. Gemara has that line in Chagigah. So we were very bothered by how does this pasuk in Yeshaya shed light on the midst of Diraisa? So we said from the Shiori HaKorban this was a Gilui Milsa. Meaning we're not Dorish how many walls you need to be a sukkah. We just learn out what the tzura of a shelter is, and then we know what the Torah meant. Okay? So it's a Gilui Milsa, it's not a direct limud. And what the Aruch Lanier pointed out is, it's like what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, it's a Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, how many walls in the Sukkah, and Yeshaya found a what hint to it. That's a second answer. In other words, we know really from the Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, and Yeshaya just was plugged it into a Pasuk in Navi. And then the third answer in general, which was a second answer of the Aruch Lanier, is that the Ikar Drasha is really from the word Sukkah, how many times it's written in the Torah. But the Navi Yeshaya taught me how to be Doris the Psukim in the Torah. He taught me how to be Doris the Psukim in the Torah. How should you go? Should you go four? So Lamaisa, that's the way he wanted to tie in Lamaisa. And that's what it comes to tell me that the Navi Yeshaya, you take the questions, the Navi Yeshaya taught me how to what? The Navi Yeshaya taught me how to touch up the pasuk in Chumash. We gave an example of that. The Rav said, what was the example the Rav gave? The Rav gave the Chassam Sofer that the Navi Yeshaya, it says, Karasa L'Shabbos what? Oneg. And that teaches what Zohar Shabbos L'Kacho means. What does Zohar mean? Zohar broken down the Kovod V'Oneg. Kovod is all the things you do. Erev Shabbos is the Onegon. Oneg are all the things you do on Shabbos. That's an example of the Navi teaches you. The Rambam writes, Kefisha Navi Pirish HaKosav. So that's the same thing here, says Doruch Lanier. Then the Navi Yeshaya teaches you how to be Dorish to Psukim in the Torah of what? Of the times that it's written Sukkah in the Torah. Okay? Here you are, Dov. You can take the questions, okay? Let's continue now. That's number what? Number four. Number five. Why do we call it Yesh Eim LeMikra and not Yesh Av LeMikra? Why do we call it Yesh Eim LeMesorah and not Yesh Av LeMesorah? Why do we focus on mother? Why do we focus on mother and then? No, it won't turn off. Lemoisa. Okay, let's go. Let's focus. Come on, Ephraim. Okay, let's go. All right. It says, do you say Eim or do you say Av? Okay, why do we say Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesorah? Okay, so it says Beferish, the reason why it says such a lashon of Eim and not Av is as follows. It says like this. The reason why we say Yesh Eim, why it says Eim is because the mother is used in a different way than the father. And this is a very important lashon that I want to make sure you get. Okay, it's written in the Rith. The reason why it talks to Lashon mother, not father, is because the Gemara says in Shabbos, Abu and the Kulu Dam, that when we learn one thing from another, it's called a father. When you learn one thing, when you learn B from A, it's called an Av. Mashenke, when you have Yesh Eim LeMikra, the din of Yesh Eim LeMikra is that what? We're not learning from other things. We are what? Just we're just notifying what we're relying on. Are we relying on the Kriya or are we riding on the Mesorah? So therefore it calls it Eim. Because the Kriya and the Mesorah are not Lashon Zachar, it's called Lashon Nekeva. So therefore, the Kriya and the Mesorah are not Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva. So what we're hanging are what? What's guiding us in our approach to the Pasuk. So therefore, Av is only used when you take a din and expand it to call it Torah Kulu. That's not what we're doing here. We need a guide to determine whether it's a what. We need a guide to determine whether we're going to do it phonetically, how it's spelled or how it sounds. So that's called Aim. And therefore, Kriya and Mesorah is not Lashon Zachar, Lashon Nekeva, fits into the Lashon Eim, is said appropriately. That's what the answer to the Tshuva Zarif is. Okay? So that answers number what? That answers number five. Number six. What does the Chiddush Aran say in Sanhedrin on the Sugya of Yesh Eim LeMikra? So the Chiddush Aran pointed out something very beautifully. Please get it. And the Chiddush Aran says like this. He says he believes strongly then we utilize this notion of Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesorah in our sugya. He asks the following kasha. He says, if you remember in the second permutation, it was the second permutation. You remember we said the makol hoyus with the schach needs a pasuk or not? He said, I don't understand. Why should schach need a pasuk? Why should schach need a pasuk at all? Lamai, so we know that when you introduce the mitzvah of sukkah, we know that it includes schach and includes the walls. You can't have a sukkah without schach and walls. So why should you need a pasuk at all? Lamai said, to tell me that what? To tell me you need schach. You can't have a sukkah without schach. So he gave that was the kash of the Chiddush Aran. So he wanted the taina that if it said sukkah only one time, then in a chanami I would think you could put a sukkah on four different pillars without having walls. So I need psukim to teach me I need walls. I need psukim to teach me to do schach. It's not coming to teach you the etzim din that you need to have schach on the sukkah. That you learn from yeshiva sukkah. But what it comes to teach me is the details. That you can't have tasev lomina asui. That has to be kashrus. It has to be the prerequisites that are needed for schach are needed in there. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, that's why he says, halacha lemaisa, that this pasuk is needed. So again, nachamal. He says he doesn't understand why you need one of the sukkahs to use up for sukkah. Once you knew that you need a sukkah, once you know that you need a sukkah, Lomai says that includes schach, the Teretz is, oh, you're right, in a chanami. We know that a sukkah has to have schach. Walls you need to be taught. But the din is, we're teaching that you need the details of the schach, that you can't have tasa lomanosui, it's got to be bekashrus, it's got to be made from things that are kosher, and therefore that's not considered to be a problem at all, halacha lomaisa. Okay, that's the Chiddush Aran, please get that. That's number five. I mean, that's number six. Number seven. What's a machlok should be kivin the chum legabi revis adam? Let's get it. That's how we got into the Tosis. I want you guys to get this clear. Okay? Please get it. There is a machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim if you have a revis of dam from two different mesim. Half a revis from one mace, half a revis from another mace. Can they collect together to make a revis to metame ba'ol or not? Because you know revis of dam is metame ba'ol. Question is, can you get to that revis from two different corpses? This is a fundamental machlokes tanoim, you must know, between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Okay? Fundamental machlokes. Rabbi Kiva says it is metame ba'ol. Because Rabbi Kiva learns what? Nafshos? With what? Nafshos l'maisa, and therefore what? It's you go with the Kri, you look at the Mikra. Kri is Mikra.
Yes, sir.
Right? And therefore it says Nafshos l'maisa, the way it sounds is plural. And therefore, Alach l'maisa, you see that he holds that it can be started from two different ones. But what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold not that way. What do the Chachamim hold? That you're not allowed to start from two different Mason. You cannot be mistar from two Mason. The revis adam has to come from one mace. So it's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. And therefore, if you don't have a revis from one mace, it's not metame boil. Straight up machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Please get that. Okay? Whenever there's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, we also say Yachid Rabim, Halach Kerabim. When it's Rabbi Kiva against Chaveiro, we pass like Rabbi Kiva against what? Against his colleague. Okay, Don, you with me? You got it? Let's go. Maybe you take the coat off. You'll get it. Please get it. You got everything? Take your coat off, otherwise it's too warm, okay? Let's go. You get it strong. Number eight. What's the machlokas, what's the mahalach of Harav Agon? Harav Ganach Shlita, the Gabi this Hezber. Please get this. He said a beautiful Hezber. He said that, according to Rabbi Kiva, this halach is a halach and a shir revis. If it's a halach and a shir revis, then I don't care whether you combine two mason. That's fine. What's the problem? As long as you have a dam or revis, even though you combine them for two mason, that's fine with me. That's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that din in the shir revis, is he? Chum say no. Chum say it's a manifestation of a mace. We know ki adam wa nefesh, and that the revis of dam is a manifestation of the mace. If it's a manifestation of a mace, it better be one mace and not two mason. And therefore, it's a fundamental machlokes. And we prove this from three other nafkaminas. Please get this. What are the three other nafkaminas? The three other nafkaminas are the following. The three other nafkaminas are, number one, we said that the Rambam said if you have a skeleton where you have a spinal skeleton of a human being, or you have a skull of a human being, we said those are considered to be mitame, but they cannot mitstar from two mason. It's a mishnah in olos. You have to have the skull or the skeleton from one mace in order for it to be mitame. It's impossible to mitzdarf them from two different mason. So, what's the answer? The answer is not a din in shiurim. It's a din in a kazayas of a mace. If you have flesh of a mace, that's mitzdarf from two mason, because that's a din in a shiur. But this notion of the skeleton and the skull is a manifestation of the mace. It's a manifestation of the mace, then it cannot be mitzdarf from two different mason. Can't mix and match the bones from one skeleton or skull from one mace to another mace. Flesh, that's fine, because flesh is a din in the revis, a shiur. But if you're dealing with what? If you're dealing with the skeleton or the skull, you cannot mix and match two mason. Because the manifestation of a mace, it better be the same mace. Third nafkamina. The Stipler Zatzal and the Chazanish both point out that if you have puddles of blood, lamaisa, that are scattered around, it is tahor. Even if you hover over them. Even if you hover over all the different puddles. And they all add up to revis. The din is that what? The din is that it's considered to be tahora. Why is it tahora? Because it's not a nefesh until it's mechubar. If you want to be a manifestation of a mace, you have to combine all those puddles together, Donnie. If you don't combine all those puddles together, then it's not a mace. That's the third halacha. And lastly, number four, is the Gemara in Nazir. Meir, let's get it down, Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, where the Gemara lists off 10 halachas that deal with revis. 10 different halachas, scattered in Kol HaTorah Kulo. And one of the 10 is a revis adam that comes from two mason. That it's metamim all. Why would you quote Rabbi Kiva's halacha to demonstrate a revis? Just quote the Chachamim. The Chachamim also hold the revis if it's from one mace. Why does the Gemara, when it lists off the 10 halachas of revis, it says, and Rabbi Kiva holds, if you have a revis from two mace, it's good. Why on earth do you have to go to Rabbi Kiva? We don't pass like Rabbi Kiva, we go like the Chachamim. The answer, says Rav Ganach beautifully, is because 10 revis, the halacha is to demonstrate it's a din in revis. If it's to demonstrate it's a halacha in the revis, then there's no doubt. If it's to demonstrate the halacha that it's a din in the revi'is, then there is no doubt that what? There's no doubt that you have to demonstrate it with Rabbi Kiva. Okay? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, it's a din in the revi'is. I don't care how many mason you have. As long as the blood equals up to revi'is, it's fine. So if I want to convey a din revi'is, you have to show Rabbi Kiva. Because if you quote the Chachamim, it's not necessarily a show of revi'is. What's it a show of? Show of a mace. So if you want to demonstrate clearly halacha revi'is, who do you quote? You quote Rabbi Kiva, you don't quote the Chacham. So let's get those four nafkaminas. Please get them. Number one, the Harbi Mazvi Machlech Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. Is it a din in shear like Rabbi Kiva? Is it a din in mace like the Chacham? Nafkaminas can be tarfed to mason. Number two, can you combine skeletons or skulls from two different? No, it's manifestation of a mace. You can't. Number three, if it's scattered in different puddles, but it equals to be a revis, it's Tahora. Why? Because it has to be Mechubar in order to be a Nefesh. And lastly, number four is when the Gemara Nazar Lama Cheslach lists off 10 halachas revis, it quotes Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says you can start from two different mesim to get revis. Why quote Rabbi Kiva? Quote the Chumim. Because the Chumim convey a din of what? A mace. They don't convey a din of a sheer revis. Rabbi Kiva is the one who displays a din revis. That's why he can combine from multiple mesim. Yes, Avram?
I was
going to
ask you what the first.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, that answers number. Please get this, guys. I want you to chazer tonight, every day piecemeal. Okay, we only have 4 days to chazer. There's no reason why everyone should get 100. Okay? Yes, go ahead. Birkas Yitzchak on Sanhedrin. Okay? All right, that answers number eight. Let's go, number nine. This week, now we begin to embark upon the Tosfos. Okay? What's the Mahalach of Tosfos? The Mahalach, what's the Chelek Rishon? What's the first half of the Tosfos? On Vav and Beis. You got to know that Tosfos Klor, guys. Okay? Because we broke it down in different questions. Let's begin. Tosfos points out, in the beginning of the Tosfos, that this machlokes is whether Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesora. Kri is Mesora. I'm sorry, Kri is Mikra. And what is yet Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesora? Kri and Ksiv. The Kri is the what? The Mikra. The Ksiv is the Mesora. Yes? Tosfos begins the Tosfos by saying, I want you to know something. Everyone agrees that Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMikra can be said. When is the machlokes? Machlokes is when they contradict each other. When they contradict each other, you have to make a decision to go one or the other. But in a chanami, if there's no contradiction, you can hold both Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesora. Don't get me wrong, you don't ignore the fact the way the Torah is spelled. If there's a significance of the way Hashem had the letters spelled. So you, if you can hold both, you hold both. The machlokes is only when they contradict each other. That's the first nekuda. Second nekuda is, he points out, very interestingly enough, he says, Rabbi Kiva on one hand holds Yeshem LeMikra. By what? By Mitzdarf, the two mason, the blood from the two mason. But he also holds both in the Gemara Msachim. What do you mean he holds both in the Gemara Msachim? The Gemara Msachim says as follows, that you have to have poor man's bread, lechamoni. If it's made of what? If it's made of honey, if it's made of oil, if it's made of milk, if it's made of yayin, that's called matzah shira. Remember we said, according to the Rambam, the Rav said egg matzahs could be used on Pesach. Because the Rambam says only those four things, and those four things along are called matzah shira. We paskin like the Rambam, you're not allowed to use egg matzah, unless you're sick on Pesach. But lemaisu, that's based on yeshem le what? Yeshem le mesorah, excellent, Adam. Ani. Ani means poor man. And then there's yeshem le mikesh, oni. What's oni mean? Answering. Speak about a lot of things. You say the Haggadah about it. So you see that Rabbi Kiva holds Yesh'em LeMikra, is he, you got me? He holds Yesh'em LeMikra, Yesh'em LeMesora, if you can hold both. So the Maharsha is bothered by, please get this, the Maharsha is bothered, this is all part of number nine. The Maharsha adds on, the Maharam says, this contradicts what Tosfos said in the beginning. No. Because what do we say by Luluv? How many Luluv and Mesrogim do we use?
One of each.
That's based on Chasser. So you see that what? You see that halacha lemaisa, Rabbi Kiva holds of what? Holds of Yeshem le what? Yeshem le mesora as well, lemaisa. He's working Yeshem le kapos tvorim is chaser avav. So the Maharsha says like this, Adam. In the beginning of Tosfos, Tosfos said if the pasuk contradicts the mesora, if you're Yeshem le mikra man, you go with Yeshem le mikra. Isn't there a contradiction? Should you use two lulav or one lulav? Make your choice. Yeshem le mikra, Yeshem le mesora. Kapos tomorrow is chaser vav, so it should be one lulav. But if you read it as a mikra, it's two lulav. So that's a case where, there's a contradiction, and he cited Yesh Eim LeMikra. So we answered like this. The Maharsha and the Maharam answered, the reason why we don't go bust of the Psukim is because why? Why don't we go bust of the Psukim? Why don't we go, because it says, the Beferish by Ka, it says by Esrog, what does it say? Pre Eitz Hadar, that means one pre. So we compare the Lulav to what? To the Esrog. Just like the Esrog is one, so too what? Just like the Esrog is one, so too the Lulav is one. Yes? But in theory, what should we do? In theory, what should we do? In theory, you really should use two, correct. If you're Yeshem LeMikra and there's a contradiction, you should use two. But here there's a special din that the Esrog directs you to do one. So we see that what? And we continued on that. Please, we're still in the first schedule. So you see Rabbi Kiva at times will hold of both. Namely, we saw that the Gemara says in the first Pirkei Kiddushin with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva, what does it say? We find that Rabbi Shimon says both Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMasara. What is the word, what does Yehud mean? When you sell your daughter, what comes from the sale? She could get married to the guy you sold it to or his son. Yes? What's that called? Yehud. Once Yehud is done, if the husband divorces her or dies, she goes back to the husband, to the father. Can he resell her? No. Came into big dough. What does the word beged mean? Beged either means yesh eim lemikra, means beged means what? Cloth that you spread the talus over chuppah? Or what is the yesh eim lemisora? Big dough meaning he's a traitor. He sold her away. So Reb Shimon holds a both over there. Reb Shimon says once Yehud is done, Ephraim, you can't sell her. And once you sell her once, you also can't sell her again. He holds a both. So you see the Reb Shimon holds Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMasora. If you can hold both, why not? The problem is, what does Rabbi Akiva do over there?
This is also
one second, what's the problem over there? The first kasha of Tysus is the what? So Rabbi Akiva only darshan's one. Which one does he darshan? Then once you marry her over, no, he darshan's it as Mikra. Once you marry her over, what's the din? Once you marry her over, what's the din? You cannot sell her. But you could what? You could resell her twice, because we're not Darish the Masara over there.
So there's no problem with that. Because it's
no, the problem is that we said that what? We said, why didn't he do like Reb Shimon? When you can do both, you do both. Rabbi Kiva did it by matzah. Yeah, so if Rabbi Kiva did both by matzah, let him do it both by Shivcha. Excellent, Adam. Okay? That's Tysus' first kasha. Reb Shimon does it by both. So if Reb Shimon does it by both, we know Rabbi Kiva also did it by both already. So Donnie, do it again here. Jacob, you got me? That's the kasha, first kasha of Tysus. Okay? And then Lamaisi asks another kasha. We're still in the first chalik. What's the other kasha? We find that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, the Rabbi Kiva holds Yeshem LeMikra. Like you said, Adam. That he only disallows you from selling again after marriage. But reselling her twice, if there was no Yehud, is fine. What's the problem with that? What does the Gemara say in the next daf on Zion and Mebeis? Rabbi Kiva is Machshir Sukkah that's built on top of a what? He's Machshir Sukkah that's built on top of a boat. So if he's Machshir Sukkah that's built on top of a boat, what's the din? He holds Eroi. And if you hold Eroi, that's two and a tefach. That's Yesh Eim LeMasora. So Rabbi Kiva is holding here Yesh Eim LeMasora, but we have him in Kiddushim saying Yesh Eim LeMikra. So that's the second kasha that Tosis says.
But wait, in his boat case, he can't go by Mikra either, right?
No, because we equate two and a tefach, which is the Chamim, with Masora, right? Because that's Besukas, right? It's two and a tefach. So basically, you have him holding what in Kedushin Yeshem LeMikra, and here you have him holding Yeshem LeRai. So those are the two kashas. I'm going to repeat the kashas again within Rabbi Kiva. Number one, Rabbi Kiva from Psachim, we saw if he can do both, he held both by matzah. So why doesn't he do that in Kedushin? To Aser both, that you can't resell her after you what? She had Yehud, and you can't resell her after you sold her once, even if they didn't have Yehud. Yes? That's number one kasha. What's number two kasha? In Kedushin, he's holding Yeshem LeMikra. What is he holding here in Sukkah? Yesh aim le what? Lemasara, because he says that Roy's enough. So that's a double kasha. So to answer up, we're almost done with nine. And then what was Tosa's answer to that second kasha? He quickly answered the second kasha, but he didn't answer the first. How do you answer the second kasha? Rabbi Kiva really doesn't hold a Roy, Yehuda. What does Rabbi Kiva really hold?
He really holds Keva.
He really holds Keva, correct. But everyone has different qualities of Keva. Rabbi Kiva's is the most lenient. And therefore he allows a sukkah on top of a boat. But he says the old Keva. So if he holds Keva, then it turns out at the end of the day that what? Then it turns out that he's sticking to his guns of Yeshem le what? Yeshem le mikra. Okay? Because he really holds Yeshem. Well, he really holds Keva, but there are different qualities of Keva. There are different opinions of what Keva is. Donnie, you got me? Yes? You got me? Okay, you call me if you have kashas tonight, okay? Like you called me last night. I love when he called me with kashas, okay? So that's answers number what? That answers number nine. Do you want me to go over nine or you got it, Klor?
Got it.
You got it? That's the first chelik of Tosfos, okay? I want you to know that. The whole thing. Is you got that? The beginning with the Marsha and the how it's not a stira? Because in reality, you should require two lulavim. Why don't we require two lulavim? You guys tell me. Because the Marsha says we modeled after what? Esrig. Yeah. Esrig is one, so lulav is one. Yeah. But in reality, how do you know Rabbi Kiva holds both? From the case of matzah, yes?
Yes.
Excellent. Also, he holds matzah, right?
Also, so
he can't
hold both.
Oh, he holds both. What, how do you know Rabbi Kiva holds Yeshem LeMikra? By matzah? What else? By the dam? The dam is starved for two mason by Kiddushin. By the Kiddushin, by selling her, he says you only can't what? You can't resell her after she got married. Because Yeshem LeMikra. But Yeshem LeMisora, he doesn't hold of there. Okay?
So,
all right.
For that case,
yeah, so you see that second kasha he answered with the stira, because yesh aroy is what? Aroy doesn't necessarily mean a yesh. If you put that on the table, yesh aroy means, what does aroy mean? Aroy means that, what does aroy mean? Aroy usually plugs in yesh em lemsor, not true, he doesn't hold aroy. He holds keva, but he's the most liberal, he's the most lenient opinion when it comes to aroy. When it comes to keva, he allows a suk on top of a bowl. Okay, that answers nine. Let's go, guys. 10. What does the Ritva say in Kedushin Daf Yud Chesam and Beis? The Ritva answers the Kasha. What does the Ritva say? What's the Ritva's answer to the Kasha? Avri, be with me?
Yeah.
What does the Ritva say in Daf Yud Chesam and Beis? He answers the Kasha. He answers the first Kasha. We left, Tosfos left the first Kasha open. But the Ritva answered. Please get it. The Ritva said, you know what? Rabbi Kiva is Darish in Kedushin only in the Mikra. Because even though Lamaisa, you could do both, he holds Halach Lamaisa, even when you do both, he only holds Mikra. I, Psachim, didn't Psachim show that what? Didn't Psachim show that if you could do both, you do both? What's the answer, Donnie? What's the answer? Does Rabbi Kiva really say you could do both? No. In Psachim, it's not Yeshem LeMikra, Yeshem LeMisora. It's Pshuto Shemikra. That's what we said. That's Pshuto Shemikra. That's not called Yeshem LeWhat? That's not called Yeshem LeMisora. The Ritva said, don't give me that. He said, even when you can do both, it'll be give you sticks with Yeshem LeMikra. I, Psachim? Psachim doesn't show anything. Because Psachim is not a limud from a drasha. It's Pshuto Shemikra. Since it's Pshuto Shemikra, it's fine. So since it's Pshuto Shemikra, it's considered to be fine. Not a problem, Allah Lamaisa. Okay? So the Ritva answers beautifully. Don't give me the business that if you can do both, Rabbi Kiva does both. No, he doesn't do both. He always does mikra. What do you do with Psachim? Psachim is not being Dorish Mesorah. It's just the Pshat in the Pasuk. Lechem Shalanias. Means it can't be made with wine, oil, and dvash, and what else? Milk. Okay? You got me? That's the Chiddush. Okay, Donnie, you got it? Sure it does, because Tosfos's first kasha was Rabbi Kiva holds a both when he can do both. But in Kedushin, he only holds a one. So the Teretz says, no. He only holds a doing Yeshem Lenik, even when he can do both. Psachim is really not both. Because when you darshan that you can't have honey in your matzah, that's not called Yeshem LeMisora. That's called Pshutal Shemikra. It says Aleph Nun Yud. Poor man's bread. Done. Any mixtures in is not poor man's bread. I don't call that Misora. I call that Pshutal Shemikra. Okay? Suk on the boat, Tosfos already answered that, because that was called Keva, correct. So the different qualities of Keva.
There is no other case where he holds Mesorah.
That's correct. We don't find any other evidence that he holds Mesorah. Well said. Excellent. Very well said. That answers number what? That answers number 11.
10.
Sorry, 10. 11. What's the second portion of Tosfos, the Gabi Ashram Talui? Let's get it. Okay, now Tosfos brings us up to a whole new kasha now. What does he say? He says, we know that Reb Shimon Rebbe Kiva hold of Yesh Eim LeMikra, right? How do we know they hold of Yesh Eim LeMikra? There is an interesting Korban, one number 11, okay? Second portion of Tosfos Gabi Ashram Talui. There is an interesting Korban called an Ashram Talui. What is an Ashram Talui? It's one of the things we say in Ezra Makoman. If you do an Aveira that is a Suffolk Aveira, you have to bring an Ashram Talui. In fact, it's more expensive than a Chattas. The Ramaz Masber for Rabbi Yonah Hilchos Yom Kippur. Because when a guy does a Suffolk Aveira, he doesn't think he has to do too much tshuva. Because half the percentage is they didn't do an Aveira at all. So a guy rationalizes and says, what do I got to do so much tshuva for? There's no reason for me doing so much tshuva. That's why an Ashram Talui is more expensive than a Chattas. You got me? So the question is as follows. What happens if a man is eating two pieces of meat? One is chul and one is hektish. One guy eats the first one, the other guy eats the second one. We don't know who ate what.
Two guys
came. So according to Reb Shimon, according to Reb Akiva, each guy brings an Ashim Talui. Because we don't know which burger was which. Each guy brings an Ashim Talui according to Reb Akiva. What does Reb Shimon hold? Reb Shimon holds that both of them bring an Ashim Echad. They bring it Peshuthis and they make a Tanai. What's a Tanai? That if Reuven ate the Kodesh, then it should be his. If Shimon ate it, then it what? Then it should be his. But they both agree that what? They both agree that a Korban is actually brought. Question is, Reb Akiva says each guy brings an Ashim Talui. Reb Shimon says they both bring an Ashim Echad. Right? What about by Chalev and Shuman? Same halacha, Chalev and Shuman. Chalev is your chayav karis for. It's a fat that's not kosher. And what is Shuman? Shuman is the kosher fat. So if you eat it, it's not a problem. Koin Rebbe Kiva, each guy has to bring a shutoli. Koin Rebbe Shuman, they bring what? They bring a chattas together with a shutfas. And they say, if he's chayav, he's chayav. It's his korban. If you're chayav, it's your chayav. But what do you see from there? You see that you do not require what? You don't require two chatichas, because when the second guy eats his burger, the first one was already eaten, so he didn't have one of two. So you see that they hold what? In order to bring Nashim Tolu, you don't need to have two in front of you. So they're Dorish the word what? They're not Dorish mitzvahs. What are they Dorish? They're Dorish the word what? The one who requires a chatich, mishtei chatichas, gets it from the kri, the mikra of mitzvahs. There's a drasha of mitzvahs. It says in the Chumash mitzvahs. But we don't have that drasha, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon says you don't need one of two. If you don't need one of two, you're darshaning Yeshem Lawat Lemisara. That's against what we've just been saying. The whole first part of Tais said Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, hold Yeshem Lemikra. Rabbi Shimon, at least, Rabbi Shimon holds a both Lemaisa, but he definitely holds Yeshem Lemikra. Here he holds Yeshem Lemisara. And what does Rav Asi say? It's based on Yeshem Lemisara. So that's the kasha of Taisus. You got it? That's the Chelik Sheni and the Gabi Ashim Tali I want you to get. That kasha. That din of, yeah, it's a kasha from both Rav Shimon and Rabbi Kiva. Because both Rav Shimon and Rabbi Kiva held of Yeshem LeMisara. And now we see that what? That they're holding Yeshem they both held of Yeshem LeMikra. Now we're seeing from the case of Ashim Tali they hold of Yeshem LeMisara. So it's a stira, it's a kasha. That's the kasha of Ashim Tali. I want you to make sure you got it. They normally hold Yeshem LeMikra, we said. Ariel, the first part of Tais. But this din of Ashim Tali conveys they held Yeshem what? Lemasara, because they're not darshani mitzvahs. You don't even want it to. When the second guy eats it, there's not two there. There's only one there. So the guy who's mechayev lemaisa is holding yeshem lemasara. It's mitzvahs ksiv. Halacha lemaisa. So you see that what? It's a tremendous chiddush. How can they hold? They hold yeshem lemikra, so it's considered to be a steer. Okay, that answers number what? That answers number 11. 12. Now we're going to have two proposals and taisas to give answers, okay? What are the two proposals in Taisus to give answers? Okay? So the first is, what's the first day in Lomar, Rishon Shiltosis? Whenever we say in Lomar, it's a proposal that's knocked down. What do we say the critical thing is to find? The Dalit or the excellent. Do you begin with a Dalit? What's the first day in Lomar? The first proposal is that the Gemara increases talking about two gigantic steaks. So therefore, when the second guy eats his piece of meat, there's still a stuff left over from the first steak. So it's not like what? It's not like it was the second guy ate, there was not two things there. There were two things there. And therefore, if there were two things there, maybe you could keep it, what, that they hold Yeshem LeMikra. And that they hold you need one of two. And the case was you needed one of two because there were two gigantic steaks. And therefore, the first guy didn't eat his whole steak. So when the second guy eats the other piece of meat, there's still one, still some left over from the first one. So that fulfills that man that chata sachar shtei chatichas. Is he got me? Yeah? That's a proposal. Why does he knock it down? That's all part of 11. What is the first day in Lomar of Tosa? Why does he knock that proposal down? He says that's wrong. Why does he say it's wrong? Because there's a third sheet in Tanoim over there. There's Rabbi Kiva, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yossi. And what does Reb Yossi say? Reb Yossi says also you bring a what? You bring an Ashim Talui. So the Gemara says they both bring an Ashim Talui. What's the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Reb Yossi? So what does Gemara say the difference is? Whether you need Chatach Achas Mishtei Chatiches. That's exactly what the Gemara says. Meaning Rabbi Yossi requires chatich achlem shtei chatichas. Rabbi Kiva does not. Gemara says it's black on white. The Gemara says black on white that Rabbi Kiva does not need chatich achas mishtei chatichas. So since Rabbi Kiva says you don't need chatich achas mishtei chatichas, what's the din? Since you don't need chatich achas mishtei chatichas, what's the halacha? The halacha is Rabbi Kiva says you're darshing what? Yeshem lemesora. So that answer goes out the window. Rabbi Yossi is the one who requires what? Chaticha achim shtei chatichas. Rabbi Kiva does not. So therefore, we're back to the drawing board. The first part of Taisha, Rabbi Kiva holds what? Take. Yeshem, you didn't know? That's right. Right here. Yeshem lemikra, yeshem lemesora. So in the beginning of the Taisus, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva held Yeshem le what? Yeshem le mikra. Now we're back to the drawing board that they hold Yeshem le what? Yeshem le mesora. Okay? Fine. So that's what? That's answer number what? That answer's 12. That's why you cannot say that proposal. Okay? That answer's number 12. That's the first thing Lomer of Taisus. Number 13. What's the Ein Lomer Sheni in Taisus? What's the second Ein Lomer? The second Ein Lomer in Taisus that he proposes. He proposes another answer. What's that? Maybe it means that you have two there originally. When the first guy ate one of the two, you had two there. Even though when the second guy sits down and eats, there's only one in front of him. But since originally there were two there, maybe that's good based on Ikba Isura. There was something there. It was established there that the one of the two burgers was Usser. And it was there. Okay, he's eaten. The first guy ate one of the two. But it existed there. Maybe that's enough to fulfill that requirement of Achas Mishtei Chatichas. So Toysis says maybe that's a proposal. So maybe a back to the drawing room. Maybe they hold Yeshem LeMikra. So since they hold Yeshem LeMikra, comes out of Lach LaMaisa that we have it Klor. So we have that answer. It comes out very good like that. Okay? So LaMaisa, it comes out, Taisus knocks this proposal down. How does Taisus knock this proposal down? Taisus knocks this proposal down by saying the following. Okay? Taisus knocks this proposal down by saying the following. What does he say? He says, I feel this proposal is wrong. Why is this proposal wrong, he says. He says, because the one who said this was Rav Nachman. Rabba did not say that. Rabba said you need to have chatichas or shtei chatichas. Rabba does not hold a vik b'isura. He doesn't hold it that far. When the second guy ate, we don't view it as if there were two there. There was only one thing there.
According to Rabba?
According to Rabba. Rav Nachman is the one who said that. But according to Rabba, Rabba does not hold a vik b'isura. And therefore, the bottom line is if Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon require each guy to bring Nashim Tov, it must be they do not require achas b'shtei chatichas according to Rabba. So therefore, according to Rabba, that answer cannot be given. Okay? We knocked down that proposal. That's the Ein Lomar Sheni that I want you to get. Yes, go ahead.
Why would they need to hold that it has to be one or two? If considering we just don't know about that specific piece.
Because it says in the Pasuk Mitzvahs. The Pasuk Mitzvahs requires me to always have two Yehuda. Okay? So they can have two different cases of two. I could have that it started off two, or I could have that literally I have two. But Rabba says, I don't buy that originally there was two there. There's got to be two there when the guy ate. If Rabbi Kiva and Mishima are acquiring an Ashram Tal, it means they're holding Yeshem and Masar. Back to the steerer. Okay? You got me, Adam? Rabba does not hold the Vikmi Surah. Rav Nachman does. We're asking our kasha within Rabba the Amir in Mesechus Krisis. Okay. That answers number what?
13.
That answers number 13. 14.
We don't have an answer.
What are the two? What'd you say? No, Tulsus left it totally open. Remember? He left all these kashas open. Yes. We're up to 14. What are the last two kashas? He had four kashas he left all open. Correct. All right? In fact, the next Tulsus also he left it with a kasha. Okay, let's go. 14. What are the last two kashas of the Tulsus? Let's go, guys. 14. What are the last two kashas that appear in Tulsus? Okay. He asks like this. He says, I got a problem here, because we know that Reb Shimon holds, according to one of the permutations in our Gemara, it said that everyone holds Yeshem LeMesora, correct? Wasn't that one of the Bayesamas? What was that, the third or the second? I don't remember already. What was that, the third? I told you to memorize, I speak to myself first and foremost, right? Everyone holds Yeshem LeMesora was the third one, yes, I was right.
And the fourth.
It was the third one, and it was the fourth one, well said, correct. Third and fourth. Very good, Avram. Everyone holds the third and the fourth one, Yeshem Lemesora. So you tell me Reb Shimon holds Yeshem Lemesora. Reb Shimon holds Yeshem Lemesora. What are you talking about? The Gemara says in Psachim that he holds Yeshem Lemikra. How do we know that he holds Yeshem Lemikra? We said that Reb Shimon says that Korban Pesach can be eaten only in one chabura, cannot be divided up into two chaburas. The Pasuk says, Baisech Yochel. Fi the Mikra is talking about the Kufa Shel Pesach. Reb Yudah says the Pasuk saying that even one Chabura cannot eat it in two places. He holds Yeshem LeMikra, it's going on the what? That one eater cannot eat it in two different places, got to eat it in one place. But Reb Shimon's Darish Yeshem LeMikra over there. So you're so convinced by us. What does our Akasha say? The third or fourth permutation is everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra? Yeah? Everyone holds Yeshem LeMikra, even Reb Shimon? What do you do with Pesachim when it says Yeshem LeMikra? Okay? The truth of the matter is, thinking about it, I don't know if you guys, I'm sure, I hope it crossed your mind, you could have also asked the steerer from the Gemara where, what did the Gemara say in Kedushin? Gemara says Kedushin, he holds both over there. Remember, Yeshem LeMikra and Yeshem LeMisara? So our Gemara says, no, he only holds Yeshem LeWhat? Yeshem LeMisara. So, I mean, you could have asked that as well. Okay? You could have asked that. I guess it's sharper when you have the mutually exclusive. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning our Gemara said he held Yeshem LeMisara, the Gemara Pesachim holds Yeshem LeMikra, as opposed to what Reb Yehuda held Yeshem LeMisara. You got me? That's why it's a better kasha. In Pesachim, in Kedushin, he's holding of both. Okay, but you want to bring up a Gemara that's one directly against another. And the case of Pesachim is directly against the other. That's the kasha. Okay? Okay, we'll get to that in the end, okay? But I'm just saying, at this point, Lamaisa, you could have asked it.
Why would you ask that question in Kedushin? There's no contradiction over there, so that's why he was able to hold the both. But here, one is a permutation that he holds both.
Okay, and here we're saying what Yeshem LeMisara, and over there it's Yeshem LeMikra. Okay, good. Could be right. You wouldn't ask that kasha. Avri saying good. According to Tosafot Zohar, it's not a contradiction, it's not a problem. Okay. And what's the last kasha? Marty, let's get this. We're up to 14 already. Number 14, we've got Chazar with the whole Taisis Lamaisa. Number 14, what's the last kasha of the Taisis? Stira. What does Taisis ask? Later on it says what? Sukkah tacha sukkah is possible based on what? Yeshem la what? What's it based on? Testament based. Sukkah tacha sukkah is psula. Based on Yeshem la what? No, Yeshem la what? Yeshem la Masora, actually. One sukkah, not two. Excellent. It says what? Yeshem la Masora. And what does it say? Everyone holds Yeshem LeWhat? Yeshem LeMisara. Sukkah Taka Sukkah is a problem. If you hold Yeshem LeMikra, what should be your conclusion? That Sukkah Taka Sukkah is what? Is Kshayra. So Tosafot leaves it as a Stira. Tosafot leaves it as a Kasha. So there are four Kashas of Tosafot that he leaves unanswered. What are the four Kashas of Tosafot he leaves unanswered? Number one? What are the four Kashas of Tosafot that he leaves unanswered? Right? Right, he has to steer it for Rabbi Akiva holds both. Why doesn't he hold both in Kedushin? Yes? Why doesn't he hold both in Kedushin by the Alma Ivriya that you cannot resell or he can't sell it after Ishus? What's the second kasha? Second kasha is, does Rabbi Akiva hold Yeshem? He holds Aroy, that's Yeshem LeMisara, but a Kedushin holds Yeshem LeMikra, Stira. That he quickly answered that second kasha by saying what he really holds Keva, the different qualities of Keva. Then he asked the third and fourth kasha. What's the third and fourth kasha? That Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shimon hold what? Yeshem LeMikra, but increases by the case of Hashem Toli. They don't require Chatichachim Shtei Chatichos, which is coming from what? Yeshem LeMisara, excellent Marty. And therefore that's a what? That's a stira. Okay? What are the two proposals that he wants to what? So that's actually a third kasha, correct? That's a third kasha. No, there's three kashas we said so far. One within Rabbi Kiva. Right? We said that if Rabbi Akiva can hold both, he should hold both. The second was Rabbi Akiva that got me at Roy and what? At Roy and Ishmael, which we quickly answered. And the third was from Hashem Tov, so it's three so far he asked. Okay?
Well, the second one he answered.
I understand that, but I'm saying there are three kashas. Yeah. The second one he does answer. The third kasha is from Hashem Tov. What are the two proposals he knocks down? I want you guys to know this. The first proposal was what? Why don't you say there's two big steaks, and when the second guy eats, there's still a remainder of the first steak? What's the answer? That's only according to who? That's only according to... The Gemara says the third Tana, Reb Yossi, and Reb Yossi and Reb Akiva are what? Are Lechura identical? No, they're not identical. Reb Yossi does not require what? What does Reb Yossi require? He requires Achas Mishtei Chatichos, Reb Akiva doesn't. So you see Reb Akiva sticks to Yeshem LeMisara. Fine. What's the second proposal which he knocks down? He says that maybe originally there was two burgers. That's enough. Even though when the second guy eats, the first one was eaten up. Who holds that? Rav Nachman, not Rabba. So Mameila, Rabba holds Yeshem LeWhat? LeMisara. So therefore, back to the Kasha. So you see, those are the two proposals. So we have three Kashas. You're right, Avram, the second one was answered. Then we conclude with a fourth and fifth Kasha. What's the fourth Kasha? According to one of the permutations here, Rav Shimon holds what? Yeshem LeMisara. Excellent. And what does the Gemara say in Pesachim?
That
you can't eat a korban pesach to chaburus yol sheshem lemikra. Against Reb Yehuda over there. And what's the last kasha? Sukkah tachasukkah shows yeshem lemisora. And everyone holds here what? If you hold yeshem lemikra, you're in trouble. You hold yeshem lemikra, you're in trouble. Okay, very good. You got it? All right, excellent. That answers number what?
14.
Let's go. 15, guys. So let's get this. Ephraim, you with me? Let's get this. Number 15. Okay? Our Tosus left it as Akasha. But we did a Tosus later on Tesema Beis that did not leave it as Akasha. Tosus on Tesema Beis says that Lamaisa, I don't want to leave it as Akasha. And he doesn't leave it as Akasha. He says as follows. Okay? Our Tosus leaves it as Akasha. But on Tosim Daf Tesimid Al, that's actually Tesimid Bey is on the bottom. He says that Yesh Eim LeMimikra will sometimes agree Yesh Eim LeMisora. Even if you hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, we do not say that the Torah was written in a certain way for nothing.
This is the
Maharsha. Yes, the Maharsha and the Aruch Lanier. This is the Maharsha and the Aruch Lanier. Please get it. Okay? What does Tosus say? Tosus says on Daf Tesimid Bey's that Lamaisa, everyone holds Yeshem LeMisora when it comes to Sukkah Tachasukkah. What do you mean? But if I'm a Yeshem LeMikra man, what do I do? So the Marsh, so what's Pshat? That's what Tosus writes on Testament base. Please get it. So the Aruch Lanier is Masber like this. When you're dealing with two different topics, which we are here, our Gemara is dealing with the walls. There is talking about Sukkah Tachasukkah. If they're two different topics, you can say you can be a Yeshem LeMikra man and also hold Yeshem LeMisora on a different topic. If it's on a different topic, it's not a problem. So Sukkah Tachasukkah is considered a different topic. If it's a different topic, Marty, then it's fine. Please get that down. If it's a different topic, it's fine to say it's possible. I recognize the Misora, even if I'm Yeshem LeMikra man. When I talk about Vav and Beis Argamor, I'm about walls. So therefore, I hold Yeshem LeMikra regarding that. So if they're two different topics, it's not a problem at all, Halacha LeMaisa. That's why Tyson Sukkah on Tesla Beis has a beautiful answer. Our Tysus, though, doesn't buy that. Our Tosus says, Halacha LeMaisa, why don't we what? Our Tosus doesn't leave it as a kasha. He doesn't buy that answer. And the truth of the matter is that it should come out, and this is what he asks, LeMaisa. He says, very, very difficult. Our Tosus asks the kasha, why do you go up us to the Misora? Why do you go up us to the Misora? We're going like the other Terutzim in the Gemara, Halacha LeMaisa. It's very difficult. It should come out that what? Sukkah Tachasukkah should be Ksheira. So our Tosus doesn't buy that what that split between two topics. If you're a Yesh Eim LeMikra man, you should say Sukkah Tachasukkah Shcheir. So I want you to get that Marshon or Aruch Lanier that the Tosus Tesim Beis makes an answer, and he gives an answer, and he holds it as two topics. Shtickle Torah. Our Tosus doesn't buy it. That's why Tosus leaves it as open kasha.
Wait, that still seems like a question.
Our Tosus leaves it as a kasha, but the Tosus Daf Tes solves it. Because he says, when you're dealing with two different topics, you can be an Eish Eim LeMikra man on the walls, but you can be an Eish Eim LeMisora man on the what? On the Shach of Sukkah Taka Sukkah. That's what the Aruch Lanier says, Masmer, Tyson Daftes. Tyson Daftes in the base gives that answer. Okay. All right, that answers number what? That answers number 15, number 16. Okay, we got that? Okay, we got it? Let's go 16 now. How is Tosus Masber Ein Dorshin Tchilus? Let's get it. The Tosus on the bottom, second to last Tosus, writes as follows. Tosus on the bottom says that according to the fourth permutation, the fourth Ibayasema, what does the fourth Ibayasema say? What does the fourth Ibayasema say? Everyone holds what? That the halacha was chisels down. Everyone holds Yeshem LeMisora. The question is, the first one, can you count as a number? So the Reb Shimon says you can. The Chum say you cannot. What does Tosus say in Dorshin Tchilus says, Marty? Plain and simple. Let's get it down. Number what? 16. It means it's needed to introduce the topic. If it's needed to introduce the topic, that's what it's used for, and it's used up already. Done. Ein Dorshin Tchilus. You cannot use it for anything else. That's what Ein Dorshin Tchilus means. It's Dal Achad Legufe. You bring it up for itself, and that's it. So if you bring it up for itself, it cannot be used what? Cannot be used for anything else. That's what Tosus says.
So we call it like
that's 16. No, that's why it's a machloikis. Reb Shimonov Dorshin Tchilus. Chamer are the ones who say Ain Dorshin Tchilus. Within the Mandamer it says Ain Dorshin Tchilus. What does that mean? It means that once you introduce the topic, it's used up, you can't use anything else. Okay, 17. What is Shitas Rashi Lagabi Ain Dorshin Tchilus? Rashi argues. Rashi says Ain Dorshin Tchilus, it must be in the example given in Sanhedrin. It's used up to tell me, Allah, that you need experts for what? For judges. Elohim tells me you need mumchim. That's what Ein Dorshin Tchila means. Ein Dorshin Tchila means because Elohim is used up to tell me you need to have experts. If it's used up to tell me you need to have experts, then he cannot use it at all for numbers on walls. Okay? Or for anything else. That you need Beis Din of three. That's how Rashi writes it. I want you to get it. Tulsa says Ein Dorshin Tchila is an introduction to the topic in itself. It's used up. Rashi says, no, much more than that. It has to be used up for a specific halacha. And in the case in San Andrew, it's used up to tell me experts. That's what the phrase Ein Dorshin Tchila means. And therefore, that's what he says. I remember Matthew pointed out in Shir that Rashi says Ein Dorshin Tchila is exactly like Tosfos says here. But in Sanhedrin, he doesn't. Okay? And that's what we're focusing on. When I say Shitas Rashi, I mean Rashi and Sanhedrin. That's 17. Now we're up to 18. What are the two kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi? Let's get it. The two kashas that Tosfos asks on Rashi are as follows. Number one, in our Gemara, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara has no specific halacha. Our Gemara just introduces the topic. What specific halacha is there here? Right? To say Ein Dorshin Tchilus. The Gemara, when it says Ein Dorshin Tchilus, means it introduces the topic of the mitzvah of sukkah. That's exactly what it means. It's not teaching me a specific halacha. So he says, number one, our Gemara is an indicator very clearly against Rashi. That's number one. In our sugya, there's no halacha you learn out from the first pasuk. You follow me, Donnie? There's no halacha you learn out from the first pasuk. Introduces the topic, finished. That's number one kasha. What's the second kasha Tosfos asks on Rashi? Second kasha Tosfos asks on Rashi is as follows. Please get this. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin that writes as follows. You need a Beis Din of how many judges?
Three.
How do you get three? Rabbi Yonason says it says Elohim three times.
Yeah.
Elohim, I say, is referring to Beis Din. Rabbi Yoshia says, I'm sorry, the first Elohim is not counted because Ein Dorshin Tchilus. Yes? You have the second Elohim and the third Elohim tells me two judges. How do I know a third judge? There's a svar, you can't have an even number. You cannot have an even number based in. So a svar, we had a third. Yes? We got that machloikis? What's the problem? The problem is that the Gemara says, in the Maskanas of Gemara in Sanhedrin, what does it say? I want you to get, I just told you the Havamina. What's the Maskana of the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Everyone holds Ein Dorshin what? Tchilos? Everyone. So why does Rabbi Oshia, how does Rabbi, if everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilos, so, so how do you get to what do you get to? If everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilus, so how's he Dorsh the first one? Right? Again, we got this? Okay? I flipped it. Rabbi Yoshi is the one who has the three Elohims. Rabbi Yonason is the one who has the two Elohims. He says Ein Dorshin Tchilus, and he adds in what? He says Beis Din Shakal. So that's Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yoshi is the one who Dorshes the three Elohims. Yes? Rabbi Yonason is the one who says Ein Dorshin Tchilus, and the first two, the last two Elohim's account, and you're using based on Shakal. You got that? That's the Havamita. What's the Maskana, Marty? What's the Maskana of the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Everyone holds Ein Dorshin Tchilus, even Rabbi Oshia. Even Rabbi Oshia. So, but I thought Rabbi Oshia needs the three Elohim's to tell me three Dayanim's. What's the answer? No, because there's a fancy language that's used. It could have said El HaShofet. The fact that it said Elohim tells me what? The fact that it says Elohim tells me a new halacha that it can tell me what? It overrides Ein Dorshin Tchilus and tells me what? That it can count as a judge. You got that? Now, according to Rashi, and what does Rabbi Yonatan respond back to that? He says, no way, the Torah is speaking like people talk on the street. Let's go to an expert. Torah didn't mean anything by that. Don't make a drasha from that. The Torah just meant, let's go to an expert. The Torah, so the kasha on Rashi is like this. What kind of tain is Rabbi Oshia that the Torah could have written what? Could have written El HaShofet. It could not have written El HaShofet according to Rashi. Why not? Because you need Elohim to tell me what halacha. Mumchin. The whole Gemara doesn't read according to Rashi in Sanhedrin. Tosis asks. Don't give me the business that the Torah could have, that Rav Oshia says, oh, the Gemara could have said Allah Shofet. It could not have said Allah Shofet. Because the whole point of Elohim teaches me Mumchen. Allah Shofet would not have taught me Mumchen. That's the second kasha that Tosis asks on Rashi. It's a bomb kasha. First kasha is from our Gemara. Our Gemara says, Ein Dorshin Tchilus Alad HaHalacha. And what else, Donnie? And what's the second kasha? From the Gemara Sanhedrin. It could not have said Allah Shofet. Because Rashi says we learn experts from where? Elohim. Couldn't learn it from Shofet. That's a great kasha. That's Tosis kasha on Rashi. Okay, that's 18. 19. Let's get it. Let's get this. So what is 19? How does the Aruch Lanier answer the second kasha of Tosis? Please get it. You know what he says? He says, not true. He says, Rashi's of the opinion you can learn experts from the word Shofet too as well. And he quotes you a raya from Sanhedrin, Yud Gimel Amud Beis. He says, Ashofetim Yuchat Shebashofetim. You can learn from this word Shofet that it means an expert. It definitely can, he says. Okay? So he argues on that whole premise of Tosis. Rashi would argue and say, you're wrong. You could learn from the word Shofet to experts as well. And we have a precedent for it in Sanhedrin, Yud Gimel Beis, that the Shofet Im Yuchat Shebashofetim. That you need special Dayanim over there, Halacha L'maisa. You need special Dayanim over there, somebody like La Rufa. So you can learn experts from the word Shofet. I think someone asked me in Shir at that time, somebody asked me in Seder, if you don't learn it from Elohim, where are you going to learn it from? So there's other drushes, Lifneim, Lifneid Yotos. There's a lot of different drushes you can learn out Mumkin from. Okay, so that's how the Aruch Lanier gets that. Okay, that's number what?
19.
20. Let's go. What does Tosis ask at the end of the Tosis on the Din Ein Dorshin Tchilus? What does Tosis ask? Tosis asks a bomb kasha and he leaves it open again. It's interesting. The previous Tosis had five kashas. Second one he answered, he left the other four open. This Tosis leaves it what? This Tosis leaves what? Another kasha open. Someone asks you, give me a daf in Masecha Sukkah where there's consecutive Tosisim that leave kashas open. You're going to say, duh, duh. No, you're not going to say duh. We're going to say what? Daf what? Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis, the second, what? What is it, the third and fourth Tosis? No, the second and third Tosis.
I was thinking about what I did last time.
Okay, second and third Tosis, okay?
Right, he needs
claps. Why, the Tosis you did, which Tosis did you last night left open with Akasha?
I did Rashi,
bro. Okay, all right, good. Okay, no, the Gemara left it as Akasha about Rav Hanan, remember?
Yeah.
The Gemara itself left it as Akasha, Donnie. Donnie called me last night about a Gemara who was causing on Beis and Beis. That was Rav Hanan. Not that's the Gemara. You got to kick the Gemara straight. Rashi Tosis. Okay, let's go. That's the what is the Tosis kasha here now on 20? Tosis asks a bomb kasha. Please get it. Again, we brought up Ezel Makomon. You know there are certain things that says carnos. Certain carbonos need sprinkling of blood. Some of them are what shtayim shein arba. Some of them are achas shein shtayim. Some of them are just achas. You know that from Ezel Makomon. Remember we discussed that in the Ezel Makomon, how much you sprinkle. So the Gemara says Karnos, the Torah says Karnos how many times? Three times. Okay? The first time is with a Vav, Karnos with a Vav, the last two are without a Vav. So if you're a Mikra, how many does that have? That's six. So the Gemara breaks it down by saying what? L'chachilu, you have to put the blood on four corners. What's Ma'akev is two. Four plus two is six. Four is L'chachilu, two is Ma'akev. Okay, what do we learn from Latotafos? Totafos, the first one's with a vav, the second one's without a vav. How many batim do we have in a tefillin? Rabbi Shmuel says.
Two.
No, how many batim are in the tefillin Shorosh? Four partials.
Four.
There are four partials in there.
I thought batim were boxes.
No, I meant how many partials in the batim? There are four. Okay, so that's Yeshem LaWat. That's Yeshem LaMesora. Why? Because Totafos, two of them without a vav, and one is with a vav. How many Kohanim do you need to what? If you're Makdash Hefza to a Beis HaMikdash, you want to redeem it. No, how many Kohanim do you need to redeem it?
10.
You need 10. Because how many times did it say in the Torah Kohen? 10. I don't understand, Tosis says. Why do you count the first one? Why do you count the first Karnos? Why do you count the first Latotafos? Why do you count the first Kohen? Ein Dorshin Tchilus. Tosis leaves it as a Kasha.
Play two Dorshin Tchilus.
No, we paskin ain't dorshin tchilus.
No, but in all those cases, though, we do.
No, we are. That's Tosis Kasha. Why do you do that? Tosfos ends with the kasha. He says, why do you do that? You should say in Dorshin Tchilas. It's a great kasha. Now, what does the Aruch Lanier ask on that? Sorry, 21. What is the Osaf of the Aruch Lanier? It's an answer. Please get this. He says, a beautiful ha'ara. Moria de ha'ara. He says that this kasha is only according to the Tosfos version of what? Ein Dorshin Tchilas. Why, Marty? Why is it a kasha only according to Tosfos version? What is Ein Dorshin Tchilas according to Tosfos? It's used to introduce a what? Topic, and that's all, right? What does Rashi say it means? It's used up to tell me a different halacha. All these are kashas only according to whose definition? Tosfos own the definition. Because there's no halachas you learn out from Karnos or Totafos or from Kohanim. And still Tosfos says it should, you should still say Ein Dorshin Tchilas introduces a topic. You know what Rashi would say to that? Marty, what would Rashi say to that? That kasha doesn't start according to Rashi. Because there's no other halachas you learn from there. So you're not going to say Ein Dorshin Tchilas. You only say Ein Dorshin Tchilas when you learn how to side halacha from those. You're not learning a side halacha from those. And that's why it's beautifully appropriate that he asks the kasha only according to his shot. According to Rashi's shot, is he the kasha doesn't start? You follow me? According to Tosfos, what's Tosfos' definition of Ein Dorshin Tchilas? That as long as you introduce a topic, it's used up or they can't use it, right? In those three cases, by the corners or by the tefillin and by the what? The corners, the tefillin, and by the ten kohanim, right? Why do you darsh the first word? It's introducing the topic. Ein Dorshin Tchilas. That's Tosfos' version. What's Rashi saying Dorshin Tchilas means? That it's used up for a specific halacha. These things are not used up for any specific halacha. So you can't say Ein Dorshin Tchilas. You got me? That's why when Tosfos asks the kasha, he only asks it according to his pshat. According to Rashi's pshat, it's not a problem. The only thing is, Rashi's pshat is against our Gemara. Our Gemara, Lechura, Lomaisa, doesn't learn out a specific halacha, and it's still said Ein Dorshin Tchilas. So that's difficult. So basically, you'll have our Gemara against Rashi, and you'll have those Gemaras against Tosfos that he asked with the kasha. Okay? All right. That answers number 21. Let's go, guys. 22. I wrote in 21, what's the Hosaf of the Aruch Lanier? Meaning, what's the answer? The Hosaf is that it is an answer. The Kash is not a Kash according to Rashi, only according to the Tosfos. What did you say, Avram?
An answer for
Tosfos. No. That's why I said what the Hosaf is. Correct. Okay, 21. That's 22. Now, that's 21. 22. How do we paskin? Now, going back, we didn't have a chance to finish some details, but I want you to get this for the Bechina about Sukkah's Tachas Sukkah and Sukkah's Tachas Elin. Okay, and the Sugi over there, and Yudam Aleph, there were some details we didn't get a chance to finish. So I'm putting that on here now. This is 22 and 23. 22. How do we paskin regarding the space between one sukkah and another sukkah? Three shittas. We said the first shita was a tefach. That shita was who? Was Rav Huna. Second shita was Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna that said four tefachim. And Shmuel said ten. We paskin like Shmuel. Please get it down. We paskin like Shmuel and Shulchan Aruch. That's where the Mechaber paskins. Rov Rishon and paskin like Shmuel, that means 10. Please get that, okay? Rov Rishon say like that, the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, the Miri, the Rosh, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Reish, Chavka, Sif Aleph, the Feirish. Are there any Rishonim that paskin the other sheet, the four Tvachim? Yes. The Balamor, the Balitr, the Ravya, and the Rif. They all paskin Halach L'mais, like the Halacha Rav Chisra, Rabbi Rav Huna. And therefore, what? You need four what? Four tefachim space between the top and the bottom sukkah for it to be a problem. The Balamor, the Balitr, the Ravya, and the Rif. The Rif we have. The Bach said it was a Talmud that put in something in the Rif. But he claimed the Rif really didn't say it. Okay.
They
pass
like...
We pass like the Shulchan Aruch, that's like Shmuel 10. I said Rov Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch passing like Shmuel. That it's 10. They pass on like Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, who said Arba Tvachim. Okay? All right. That's number 22. 23. Let's go. Number 23. What's 23? 23 is the following. How do we paskin l'gabi sukkah tachas ha'ilim? What do you mean, how do we paskin? So, there's a shita that we didn't mention, which I want to say over. You got to know this. It's in the Shulchan Aruch. And the Shulchan Aruch says, first straight up, based on our Gemara, Yesh Omrin. The Mechaber has a rule. I think we once mentioned this rule. If you have Stam and then Yesh Omrin, you go with the Stam. Yes? Halach L'maisa. If you have Yesh Omrim, then Yesh Omrim, you go with the second. This is a case of Yesh Omrim, Yesh Omrim. The case, the Shulchan Aruch Paskas, Sukkos Tachas Ha'ilon. Yes? What happens from the tree? There's more sunlight than shade that goes through the tree. What do we learn in the Gemara? If there's more sunlight than shade that goes through the tree, what's the din?
It's fine.
Then we ignore the tree and it's fine. That's the first Yesh Omrim in Shulchan Aruch. You got it? However, there's a second Yesh Omrim that I want you to get. It's in Siman Tuf Reish Chaf Ches. Okay? I'm sorry, Siman Tuf Reish Chaf Vav Sif Aleph. There's another Yesh Omrim that says no. And this is in the name of who? This is the Tur in the name of the Evan Ezri and the Ravan and the Ran. The Tur in the name of Evan Ezri, the Ravan and the Ran. They say, one second. If there's Bamish, if you end up sitting under some branches of the tree, I don't care whether there's more sunlight and shade going through the tree. If you are sitting directly under a branch, you are done. You are finished, and you are not Yotzei. That's the second Yesh Omrim. The first Yesh Omrim says, I don't care whether you're sitting under a branch. We ignore the tree completely, you're Yotzei. The second Shita says, no way. Now, the Bir Halacha says, I'll pee the klal you do, and you have two Yesh Omrims. Who do we paskin like? The second one. Therefore, you cannot sit under the branch, even though there's more sunlight than shade coming through the branch. You got that? That's a very amazing thing. Now the push-up shot in the Gemara, I didn't see anything like that in the Gemara, did you? We didn't see that in the Gemara. The Gemara just said, I'm a Rabba on Tessim and Beis. I'm a Rava, rather. He said it's Kilu B'toch HaBayis when there's more what, shade than sunlight from the tree. But when the tree is more sunlight than shade, it seemed like you ignored the tree. So I have to look in the Torah how he reads our Gemara. I don't know how you get it from the Gemara. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's like who? Bir Halacha says, you Paskin like what? Paskin like the second Shita. However, please get this down. That's what the Prima Gadim says. But he says, B'shasat Chak, when you have no other sukkah, what do? And you can't fix this sukkah. What do? You can rely on the what? The first sheet and sit there. Would you say a bracha, Tzvi?
No.
That's a good kasha. I probably would not say a bracha. He doesn't say that here in the Bir Halacha. But I probably would not say a bracha. But he says, you have no other choice. You can rely on the first Yesh Omrim.
On the first day, you wouldn't say a bracha?
But if it's sitting directly under a branch, I mean, how could you, Lamaisa? Move away from the branch. But I guess if there's no other choice, Lamaisa, you can rely on that. There's no way to fix it. You can rely on that Shita. Okay. Let's close with the number one of Shir number two. Okay? Let's go. I didn't give you the list. I'll give it to you tomorrow. Okay? Keep Chazer and ask me Kashas. Okay? Because we've got to move. Because I really want a Chazer. We got to do Chazer tests. You know, it took Yeshana. So we might do the one tomorrow really quickly questions. Okay? We might not do all the questions, but I mean, we'll all do whatever. I'll give you a shorter amount of questions. We've got to chazer everything. Okay, let's just close with this. What happens in the following situation? You have a sofer, and the sofer has vowels in it. Please get this down. This is Shir 2. No, I'm not going to say it over tomorrow. We're going to go from there. This is Shir 2, number 1. What happens if you have a sefer Torah that has vowels in it? What does the Rabbeinu Yeruchim say? Say, if a Torah has vowels in it, what's it then? It's puzzle. Please get it down. What happens if you remove the vowels afterwards? Still puzzle. Why is it still puzzle?
Can't touch it.
Because no yesh aim le mikra, yesh aim le mesorah, and therefore if you put vowels in it, showing that what? Oh, we don't have the mesorah.
Oh.
So therefore you need vowels to look at it. So the Taz says, please get it. Why is it if you erase the vowels, does the Sefer Torah remain puzzle? Because why? It showed when the Sofer Roy ordered, he didn't believe in the what? He didn't believe in the Mesorah. Therefore, says the note of Yehuda, please get this. If the Sofer Lamaisa did not write the vowels, but another guy wrote the vowels in, after the Sofer finished the Sefer Torah, if you erase the vowels, it'll be what? It'll be kosher. Because the Sofer was a good guy. If you don't remove it, it still remains puzzle, because the Torah is what? The Torah, Hashem gave us the Torah. What is the Ramban's famous comment? No, that's a good comment, Lamaisa Dani, but that's not what here. Linden to Ramach HaShar is different. That's referring to that Hashem gave the Torah to human beings. But what it means is the Ramban and the Akhtama, let's get this, Dani. Focus. Remember I said the story? Let's say over the story. Rav Gorelick, that's out, the great Rosh Yeshiva. It's a great Rosh Yeshiva here. So we say Bruch Shem Kolom Achusu Le'olam Voyad Ad Le'el Yom Kippur. Kol Nidri during Ma'ariv, the Friday. Kol Nidri during Ma'ariv, we say Baruch Shem Kolom, because we're like Malachim. You're like Malachim. You ate a great meal. The chicken's in your stomach with the soup. Right? You're like a Malach. You ate beautifully. You're ready for Yom Kippur. When should you? When are you really like a Malach? A Motzi Yom Kippur by Ma'ariv. Why don't you say Baruch Shem out loud then? Aren't you more of a Malach then? You went through a whole day of Yom Kippur. Is that a great kasha? It's in your head. It's what's in your head. It's what's in the cup. When you go to Kol Nidre in your cup, you want you're a Malach. Because you know you're progressing the whole day at Tshuva. Yom Kodesh Nor of Oyo. And Motzi Yom Kippur, you're chalashing. It's all in the cup. Lav the low of those. That's what Jordan used to say to his teammates. You guys aren't focusing. You're not concentrating. It's in your cup. It's in your head, he said. In your head. Let's get this. Adam. It's in your head. It's all in your head. You got to focus and concentrate. That's what he was saying. It's not about yourself. Right? He was telling you about, you know, Pippin. Pippin was a Balgaiva, right? When Jordan took his year off, what happened? In a playoff game, they had a play at the end of the game for Kukoc. Do you know he wouldn't come out of the timeout, Pippin? Because it wasn't play for him. Can you imagine the Gaiva? He wouldn't come out and play. They should have suspended him. Jackson didn't suspend him. He should have suspended him. What I'm trying to bring out to you guys, it's all in the cup. So what does the Ramban say? Every letter of the Torah is manifestation of Hashem's name. You miss one letter to say the Torah is psula. Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the whole Torah nation. You miss one letter, you're done. And therefore, if you have a vowel there, it's like you are what? Offsetting the Shmosav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's chazen this one over and then we'll daven mincha. Again, Sefer Torah with vowels is what?
Puzzle.
If the Sefer Torah is written by the Sofer with the vowels, it shows you didn't believe in the Messiah. However, the Note of Buddha says that the Sefer Torah is written by the Sofer, another guy added the vowels. If you erase it, it's kosher. If you keep it, it's puzzle. Why if you keep it, it's puzzle? Because it deflects Shmosim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, everyone, wonderful day. Let's daven mincha. Don't forget Al Anisim last day. Keep Chazara. Okay? Now we continue Chazara Thursday, Sunday, Monday. Everyone's got a beard, everyone's got to work. And then Tuesday, I'll give you a schedule of the Bechina. Each guy's 20 minutes, so I'll be from 9 to 4 in my office. Okay? I don't know.
No, meaning that's the schedule.
I don't know what.